talk about dreaming the impossible dream. A book on prayer finally climbed its way past Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and now sits atop the New York Times bestseller list. And it's not just any book. It's a book chronicling the prayer of a little-known Old Testament character named Jabez. His name sandwiched in amongst hundreds of names in a long genealogical list. Yet amazingly, Jabez has achieved superstar status and has spawned a virtual cottage industry of spin-off products. Religion editor for Publishers Weekly, Lynn Garrett, describes the book simply titled The Prayer of Jabez as a raging success, which probably will continue to build because it's very evangelical and very American, the whole notion that if you know the right technique, the right form, that prayer will be efficient and effective, kind of like playing golf. Time notes that Bruce Wilkinson sweetens his thesis with anecdotes from his personal and preaching life and concludes his book by claiming that daily recitation of the prayer can turn you into someone like him. Indeed, author Bruce Wilkinson says he is proof of what can happen if you incorporate the Jabez prayer into your daily prayer routine. And Wilkinson is not alone. Many people testify that they, like he, have achieved extraordinary success in life. One enthusiastic reader told me that she followed the simple formula prescribed in the book and that, as a result, her life was absolutely revolutionized. Each day for 30 days, she disciplined herself to set aside the time to faithfully pray the prayer of Jabez. She taped the prayer to her bathroom mirror, and she kept a record of divine appointments and new opportunities she experienced as a result. Well, not everyone who encounters the prayer of Jabez is equally enthused. Like Garrett, we have heard from some who say they see it as the quintessential example of fast food Christianity. Others worry that the prayer of Jabez relies more heavily on personal stories than passages of Scripture. Are such critiques fair? Has time correctly characterized Jabez? Is this just another how-to formula, you know, pray this prayer once a day for 30 days and tell another person about your new prayer habit? Or could this really be a God thing? Given the hundreds of narratives containing incredibly significant prayers of biblical saints, why is it that so many millions are enamored with this prayer? More to the point, what would Jesus say about the prayer of Jabez? If we could ask him, "Lord, teach us how to pray," would he tell us to pray the prayer of Jabez? All these questions and a host of others flowed through my mind as calls and letters began flooding into the offices of the Christian Research Institute. While I was previously familiar with Jabez from a genealogical perspective, it had never occurred to me to ponder the spiritual implications of a one-sentence prayer squished in amongst hundreds of virtually unpronounceable names. However, the avalanche of correspondence, calls, and comments cascaded down upon me and renewed my respect for just how hungry people are to connect with God through prayer. So many expressed guilt for not making prayer a regular part of their daily routine, and Bruce Wilkinson's astounding accomplishments have made us all aware of our own inadequacies. And so, like him, we desperately want our lives to count. But often we just can't seem to overcome inertia. After reading the prayer of Jabez personally, I was motivated to re-examine my own prayer life in light of Scripture, and it was from that study that this book was born. As we once again renew our commitment to making prayer a priority, we want to know that we are embarking on a journey that truly represents a major paradigm shift. As we progress, we will take a closer look at prayer from the perspective of the master teacher, Jesus Christ. Of one thing we can be certain, when we ask Him for bread, He will not give us a stone. Join me as we embark upon a truly exhilarating experience, an expedition that will demonstrate in spades that the thrill is not just the destination, but the journey, a journey that will impact your life not just for time, but throughout eternity. You're about to plug into the power, provision, and purpose of prayer as only the Son of God can provide it. In the end, you will understand how the prayer of Jesus is the pattern not only for our own prayer life, but for truly understanding all of the other prayers that are recorded in Scripture.